dream, the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go, and to the unrightable wrong, and to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. Ooh, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march, march into hell for that heavenly call. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. Hey, that one man scorned and covered with scars, with his last ounce of courage, to reach the unreachable, the unreachable, the unreachable star.
Spotlight with you by any chance? Oh, okay. I want to introduce you to the London Community Gospel Choir.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, y'all. They're under the direction of Basil Mead, right there in the corner. He organized it all for us.
When people ask me, well, Luther, you know, if you get a big number one pop record, won't you be running away from your R&B roots, et cetera, et cetera? I find it funny. I find it funny because there could be nothing further from the truth. I consider it like a pyramid that you're building. And the heavy part is on the bottom. And that's the foundation that I spent the last decade and a half building. You know, building a core base audience. And adding to that is something that I think everyone in my base audience, in my core audience, appreciates, you know. And it's nice to appeal to a wider audience, you know. Wider audience. And include them in what the R&B audience and listeners already know to be so.